所以感谢主，就是在回国三个礼拜呢，也有很多的见闻。
So I've been back to China for 3 weeks, and I have many news to tell.
也有很多的经历。
And many experiences.
那每次回国呢，和中国的我们自己的弟兄姐妹、我的家人，还有主里的弟兄姐妹在一起呢，都有很多的感受。
So every time I go back, I have a lot of communions with my brothers and sisters in the church, and also my siblings.
那有一点呢，就是说感受最深的，就是说神和国内的弟兄姐妹都同在，不管他们是怎么样的一个环境。
So one thing is for sure that God is always with the brothers and sisters in China, no matter what their condition, what their circumstances are.
那这次我的父亲呢突然病了，所以我听到这个消息呢，买了一张机票，第二天就飞回去。
So once I heard my dad was sick, I flew back the very next day.
因为我通常给我哥哥打电话呢，他说没有什么问题，或者有问题呢，他都好了以后他才告诉我，报喜不报忧。
So usually when I make a phone call back to my father, I mean my brother, he usually said that oh everything is okay. Even if it's not okay, he would say it's okay, and he would tell me like what happens afterwards.
但是这一次呢，他说你回来吧。
But this time he said you have to come back.
所以我知道情况不妙。
So I knew it was the situation wasn't that great.
所以我立刻就买一张机票，第二天就飞回去。
So immediately I flew back the second day.
那同时我也通知弟兄姐妹，还有我母堂的弟兄姐妹，好多人为我父亲来祷告。
And I also make an announcement, no, the news to my brothers and sisters, and also from Church of Zion, the our modern church, and asking them for prayers.
回去了以后我爸爸呢很快就好了完全好了
Once I went back, my dad felt better immediately.
但事实上他没有吃任何的药，他就完全好了。
So indeed he haven't taken any medication and he was well.
那我呢很其实我更关注的是他的这个救恩。
So my focus was more on his salvation.
因为他已经86岁。
He's 86.
他是在当地蛮有名气的一个中医。
He is quite a famous Chinese doctor in the region.
他所关注的呢，就是说他怎么样活得更长。
So what he's focused on is how to live longer.
我本来希望这一次去能够为他受洗。
So I intended to go back and then baptize him this time.
但是发现他对。永生没有兴趣，只对今生有兴趣。
But I realize he has no interest in the afterlife, but he just focuses on this life.
所以我后来我就在主的面前做一个祷告，说主啊，谢谢你让我谦卑下来，因为你有你的时候。
So I pray before the Lord and ask him, saying that I want to be humble before you. You have your own timing.
所以我就是跟家人有一些时间在一起。
So I spend my time with my family.
就是我跟我爸爸有很多的时间会交流。
And I spend a lot of times talking, communicating with my dad.
从他那里学习很多东西。
And I also learn many things from him.
因为他是中医。
Because he's a Chinese herb doctor.
他常常对待我就是我是一个小孩。
So he treated me like I am a little child.
对待我们所有的孩子，我们都已经57、80多岁，四个孩子，他对他来说都是小孩。
So even though all our siblings are in our 50s and 60s, but to him we are all little children.
他就语重心长地告诉我，你现在已经57岁了。要懂得保健，从中医的角度怎么保健。
And he said to me, now you are 56, you have to take care of your body. Like,
我是真的学了很多的东西。
I actually indeed learned a lot from him.
但是我呢更关心他，就是能够认识主。
But my focus is that for him to know the Lord.
但是现在好像他没有兴趣。
But however, he has no interest.
那过去他曾经有兴趣，但是他年纪大了都忘记了。我问他，他都不记得。
In the past, he used to show a little bit of interest, but however, because he's now older and he forgets a lot of things, I asked him and he doesn't remember.
也感谢主，这次我们很难得，我们弟兄姐妹四个人能够聚在一起。
And it's also a very rare occasion that for all four of us, the siblings all gather together.
都是从天涯海角就来到。家乡跟爸爸聚在一起。
So we all came from different places around the world to come and be with our dad.
所以我们有大概一周的时间，我每一天晚上我们都会一起祷告，因为我们四个人都是基督徒。
So once a week, once a day.
Every night.
Every night we will gather together just to pray for him because all of us are Christians.
Just pray.
Just pray. Okay.
就是，神也给我们有启示，就是我们祷告非常重要。
And God also show us that it is important for us to pray together.
所以从这里面我们彼此学习，彼此鼓励。
So through this we will come and continue to encourage each other and learn from each other.
那有一点我从我的弟兄姐妹那边学到的呢，就是说他们在国内虽然好多时候不能有正常的教会生活，但是呢，神和他们同在，他们经历很多的生机。
So one thing I learned from the church in China is that even though sometimes they cannot have like normal meetings, however, God is always with them.
所以我今天的这个信息呢，也跟这个有关系，就是神的同在。
So today my message will be also related to this, that is God's presence.
那其实当我们谈到这个信仰的时候呢，有一个重点，就是耶稣基督被钉十字架。
So one thing is important point for the teaching is that God, Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
但是这个救恩里面的内容里面呢，有很重要的一个成分是神的同在。
But however, the message of salvation, one very important substance is the God's presence.
我们可以翻开这个马太福音第一章，我们看看，就是说这个耶稣的名字呢有一个特别的含义，有两个特别的含义。
So we can turn to Matthew chapter 1. The name Jesus has two important meanings.
那这里讲到呢，就是在玛利亚怀孕的时候呢，神就借着这个约瑟的梦呢，就告诉他，这个怀孕的这个儿子呢要叫什么名字。在这个二十节讲到呢，大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So through Joseph's dream, so in here in chapter 1 verse 20 in Matthew, it says that afterJoseph had a dream. It says, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what it is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
那这里讲到呢，他的这个名字耶稣的意思呢，就是他要把自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So the meaning of Jesus is to save his people from their sins.
那下面这个天使呢，又给他讲一句话，这也非常重要。这一切的是成就，是要应验主祭先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，仍要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
And an angel also said of this, all of the book took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
那这里讲到呢，就是说他的名字，另外一个名字就是以马内利，就是神与人同在。
So his other name is Emmanuel, so God with him, with us.
所以耶稣来呢，这个两个重要的身份都非常重要。一个呢，就是他要把百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
So the meaning of Jesus is first of all to save his people from the sin.
那这是救恩的重点。
So that's the main focus of salvation.
但是随着这个救恩而来的呢，是神的同在。
But accompanied with the salvation is God's presence.
就是通过耶稣呢，神要和人同在，这非常的重要。
So through Jesus, God will be with us.
那神和人的同在多么的重要呢？可以说再强调也不过分。
So is we can never overemphasize on the importance of God's presence with us.
那这是可以说是至关重要的事情。
So I have to say it's like most important point.
那我们之所以好多时候觉得不太重要，是因为我们这个中华民族或者我们的祖先、我们的文化呢，离神实在太远太远。
Sometimes we may think it's not that important because in the Chinese culture we are so far away from God.
那所以我们已经形成了一个我们自己的一个认知的体系，这个体系里面呢，就把死亡啊这些东西都解释掉了。
So we have our own definitions of life and death.
所以呢，就是说人到这个老年的时候呢，就是死亡，这是应该的。
So when you are old, you will die, and it seems like it's the way it is.
你有生老病死，有战争，这是应该的。
So there will be life and death, and sickness, and you and war, and it seems like normal.
那所以有时候我们在讲到这个永生的时候呢，我们国内来的很多人呢，他一开始是不明白的，他说不没有没有这回事情啊，大家都要死啊。
So when we first talk about eternal life, most of people from China will not understand because they all think, okay, we will die someday.
所以这个概念呢，对我们非常非常的遥远。
So this eternal life is very far away from us.
或者只是一个神话。
Or it's like a legend to us.
但是对于这个神的文化来讲呢，就是说这个神和人同在，这个永生是本来就应该有的。
But however, in God's culture, that it isalways true that God is with us.
那这个，我们丢掉了。
However, we have abandoned this idea.
而且对神来说呢，这是最重要的一件事情。
However, this is the most important thing for God.
对神来说，如果没有这件事情呢，永生的话呢，人的生命是没有任何意义的。
So to God, if we do not have eternal life, there's no meaning in our life.
所以你发现，在圣经里面，好多时候耶稣讲话呢，我们好像听不懂。
That's why a lot of times it seems that we cannot understand the things that Jesus has said.
为什么？因为耶稣好多时候讲呢，他说，他讲话就说，他说你这些人都是死人。
That's why a lot of time Jesus will say, "Oh, these people are dead."
那他们明明活着，为什么是死人呢
？How come they are called dead even though they are alive?
因为对神来说呢，就像一棵树，它没有根，不管叶子多么茂盛，它是死的。
To God, it's just like a tree. If the roots have died, even though he still have the tree has leaves, still this tree is considered not have died.
那对我们不同的文化来讲呢，这个树木只要它有叶子有绿色，就是活着的。
However, to us, it seems that if the tree still have green leaves, then the tree is still alive.
那所以呢，就是说这神的文化和人的文化呢有很大的一个差别。
That's why God's culture and our human culture is different.
但神人的文化里面最终意识到这个树没有根叶子枯叶子长着是没有生命的时候它已经太晚了
So when a human actually realized that without the root the leaf will one day be you know like the tree will eventually die to realize that it will be too late for them
那所以呢神看事情呢它是从一个永恒的角度来看事情
So that's why God sees things from an eternal perspective
或者是他是一个很实际的角度来看事情。
Or you can say he sees things from a very practical perspective.
或者说他是从一个能不能能不能叫做这个东西能不能存在继续存在下去这个角度看。
Or you can say he sees things as if whether it will or will not survive in from this perspective.
我们人也是这样人我们看到就是说有的人我们想到这个人有智慧还是没智慧他的决定做得对还是不对我们有很重要的一个判断就是他的决定是不是对明天将来有好处
Just like if we see a person whether this person's decision or his attitude is right we will see whether his decision today will affect tomorrow his future
那我们的文化里面有的人呢只为今天活着今天我快乐就可以明天我不管
However, a lot of people are just living today I am only care about my today's pleasure I don't care about tomorrow
那有的人我们只照顾一个月一个月够吃够喝就可以了
But some people will only care about this month Okay, if this month I have food to eat, I'm okay
哎，我讲的对不对
Am I right?
Yeah 那有的人呢说哦我要为我的儿子也要想想，孩子也要想想。
Some people they will say, okay, maybe I will consider my child, my children, you know.
那我们中国人呢，好多时候为他的孩子想。
So as Chinese, we a lot of time will consider our next generation.
那有的人也为他的孙子想。
Some people will consider their grandchildren.
那有的人就会想得很长远。
Some people will think things in a long term.
那什么是智慧？
So what is wisdom?
那所以对神来说呢，就是说这个 eternal perspective 就是永恒的这样看法，对他来说非常重要。
So to God, the eternal perspective is important to him.
所以他从上往下看的时候，他看到这些帝国兴衰，对吧？你们在搞什么名堂？
So when he sees things from above, he sees empires fall and empire arise. God will question them, like, what are you doing?
所以圣经里面讲呢，他用虎口量苍天，这个天平称大地，世上的人在他的天平里面就像一个围城一样。
So that's why the Bible says God will measure the mountains with the palm of his hands, and he will measure the lands with the scales. So for us, we are just like a dust on the scale.
所以神看人的时候呢，就是说非常的渺小，但是同时呢又非常的宝贵。为什么？是按照他的形象造的。
So for God, we are very small, but at the same time, we are treasured by him.
那所以呢，就是他要再次的要真正的赋给我们生命的意义。
So that's why he will once again come and give us the meaning of our life.
可以说他不厌其烦，不遗余力，要用一切的方法，继续要给人类带下救恩，要让他们有永恒的生命。
That's why he works with all his might in order for us to know the salvation.
那讲到永恒的生命呢，那不仅仅是就是实践活得长，而且要质量也要活得好。
So when we talk about eternal life, it's not only about the length of our life, but also about the quality of our life.
那好多时候时间活得长呢，是因为它质量也是好的。
So a lot of time, if you live longer, it's probably because you have a better quality of life.
那木头埋到地里面，它能锈坏，是因为它是木头，虫子会蛀它。
So if a wood is buried under the ground, it will rot because it is made of wood.
那如果是不锈钢，你放在下面，它不锈。它能够存在很长时间，因为它是不锈钢，质量是不一样的。
So if a stainless steel is buried on the ground, it will last longer because the material is different.
那所以就是讲到这个永恒的生命呢，不仅仅是一个时间的问题，是一个质量的问题。
So when we talk about eternal life, it's not only about the length, but also about the quality.
那如果只是时间的话，好多人真的他不觉得这个永生是重要的。
So if we only talk about the length of our life, it seems to a lot of people eternity doesn't.
我曾经传福音给一个姐妹，她生活里面非常的苦。我说传到这个，你将来不会去地狱啊，要永远的活着。她说我不要永生。
So one time I was preaching to a sister and I told her about the eternal life, but she said she doesn't want to have eternal life.
她说这一生的这个苦已经够了，还要活那么长寿苦干什么？
She said, "I have enough of this life already. Then why do I long for eternal life?"
所以这个永生不是一个时间的问题，是一个质量的问题。
So eternal life is about the quality of the life.
那个质量呢，就从今天神跟我们同在开始。
So the quality of life starts today when God is with us.
所以当耶稣的救恩来的时候呢，神和人中间的那个阻隔去掉以后呢，神和人同在，神住在人的里面。
So when Jesus came, the veil between us and God has been torn away, and he is with us.
所以我们的质量，生命的质量发生了变化。
So our quality of life has a quantitative change.
所以那个永生呢，你如果读原来的希腊文的时候，他就说永远、永远、永远的生命。
So when you read the Greek version of eternal life, it says it's a everlasting, everlasting, everlasting life.
那就是说是一个生生不息的一个生命。
So it's a everlasting life.
所以它是一个质量，对不对？
So it's a quality of life.
所以当到这个质量是从哪里来的呢？
So where does the quality of life come from?
是从神来的。
It's from God.
是因为神和我们同在。
Because God is with us.
他的圣灵在我们里面不断地在滋养我们的生命。
His Holy Spirit inside of us continue to nourish our spirit.
不断地在修复我们的生命。
And continue to restore us.
所以这个永恒呢，今天就在我们的生命。
So eternity starts today in us.
所以这一点非常非常的重要。我们基督徒在地上要过一个，基督徒的生活呢，这一点非常的重要。神和我们同在。
So as a Christian living in this life, we need to know that God is with us.
当我们教会里面呢，等认知这个神的同在的时候呢，是非常有力量。
So as a church, if we recognize that, it will become a very powerful thing.
但是呢，如果我们不认知的时候呢，我们好多时候失去了很多的福分。
If we do not understand that, a lot of time we will lose our blessings.
那为什么这样讲呢？
Why do I say that?
其实好多的教会呢，它特别强调耶稣来呢，就是拯救了我们，赦免了我们的罪。那第一点，把我们从罪恶里面救出来。
So a lot of church, when we talk about salvation, they focus on like when Jesus came and forgive our sins, we are saved.
但是呢，没有很强调第二点，就是神和我们的同在。
However, they do not emphasize the second point that is God is with us.
那好多时候我们发现呢，教会里面的人呢和世界上的人一样软弱。
And we will see that the church, the people from church is same as other people, like they are all weak.
好多时候你发现教会里面的人甚至比世界上的软弱。
Even to the point that you see people in the church even weaker than people out there.
那为什么会更软弱呢？因为来到教会本来就是寻求需要主的人，所以他们发现了各种各样的问题，所以就聚到了教会。
So why are we weaker? Because we are people knowing our weaknesses. That's why we come together and seeking the Lord.
所以至少看起来教会里面的人比世界上的软弱。
So at least on the service point, we will see that people from the church are weaker than the people out there.
大家同意吗？
Do you agree?
因为你有需要，所以来的。
Because
对对
you have the need, that's why you come.
所以你说 Elon Musk 他很能干，他不需要，对不对？至少目前不需要。
So you see that Elon Musk might not need that because you know at least nowadays he doesn't need it.
那我爸爸他目前不需要，因为他中医，他自己的身体很健康，他其实一点病也没有。
So my dad, he's a doctor. He's in his good health, and he doesn't need it yet.
那我需要。
But I need it.
所以就是来教会，如果只是在第一点的时候呢，就像神释放我们得了自由。So what's the next?
So
下面怎么样
？So when church know the first point, like getting the salvation from the Lord, then there was that question, what do I do next?
那就像一个囚犯或一个被捆绑、锁链捆绑的人，你把他锁链解除了，你把他释放了。So what's the next?
Just like a prisoner, once you release him from the prison and all the chains are gone, and what does he do next?
那如果没有这个 next 下一步的话呢，神的同在的话呢，他会自由，非常喜乐 ，for a moment.
So without the next, he will feel like freedom. He'll feel happy for just a moment.
那如果一个人从监狱里面被释放的时候呢，他很高兴。
So when a person has been released from the prison, he will be happy.
他走到社会上 ，what's the next?
So however, once he step into the society, what does he do next?
那我们中间，我有一些弟兄姐妹，他服侍过这些监狱里面出来的人，那走到社会上呢，有好多的问题会出现。
So I have many brothers and sisters who help people from release from the jail. Once they release from the jail, they will face many challenges.
好多时候社会不接纳他。
The society may not accept them.
他好多年已经失去工作的这个经验和这个技能。
So for many years, he lost his skills and his working experiences.
其实我们今天作为基督徒的话，但是主释放我们，再次裁派到这个世界上的时候呢，我们需要技能，我们需要力量。
So God has released us into society. We need to have skills. We need to have the power.
那我们不能像从过去那样活着。
We cannot live in our old days, like in our old days.
所以是一个新的生命。
So it's a new life.
这个生命必须要有神的同在。
So this life, we have to have the presence of our God.
那当然，你说神的同在这是一个应许啊，所有的教会都有神的同在。
You may say that, oh, this is a promise from God. Everyone should have the presence of God.
是的，弟兄姐妹，这是对的。
Yes, that is correct.
但是我们的认知，我们是不是珍惜，我们是不是去培育它，这非常的重要。
However, do we recognize that? Do we treasure that? Do we cultivate it? Is the question.
那就像我们的婚姻，两个人彼此相爱，进入了婚姻。下面如果我们不彼此去珍惜，彼此去培育，好多时候这个关系是就是没有达到它的一个圆满。
So just like a person who just got married, if the couple do not cultivate their relationship or treasure each other, their relationship will not reach a perfect state.
那所以呢，讲到这个同在这个词，它不仅仅是我和你站在旁边啊，我现在和安娜同在。
So when we talk about the word presence, it's not just standing next to each other. So like standing next to Anna.
其实同在这个概念的话呢，它不仅仅是一个 physically， 就是我跟你在一起。
So when we talk about the presence, it's not just like physically we're standing by next to each other.
那这个同在的概念呢，你可以从三个层面去理解这个概念。
So you can know this word by through three different levels.
我们讲的是后面的这个概念。
So we will talk about the latter.
那第一个呢，就是说，其实神和人的这个同在，这个世界的同在，圣经上讲的，神是无处不在。
So the presence of God in the Bible, he says that God is non
就是
omniscient
就是他是无处不在的。
So he is everywhere.
所以不管你是信主的不信主的，他都在你的旁边。
So whether you are a believer or non-believer, he is next to you.
但是呢，区别在于不信主的人他不认识他。
So the only difference is that people who do not know him doesn't recognize his presence.
所以圣经里面你仔细看的时候呢，有一些事情让人非常的害怕。为什么？因为神告诉一个人，他说：“我知道你想什么，我知道你做了什么。”哒哒哒哒哒哒，接着先知就这样讲，因为那个人呢不认识他，但是神说：“你做了什么？你想了什么？我都知道。”
So that's why it's scary sometimes when you read the Bible, God will say to a person, I know what you have done, I know your thoughts. You know, it's scary that, you know, even though he doesn't recognize God, but God knows everything.
就是这是一个他和所有的人都在。
So he is with everybody.
但是呢，很多人不认识他。
But a lot of people do not
recognize him. 或者说不理他。
Or you can say they don't want to deal with him.
那这是第一种。
So that's the first.
这不是圣经里面讲的同在。
So, but this is not the presence which is talking about.
那第二种同在呢，就是说我已经相信了，啊，接受了耶稣，我知道神和我同在。
So the second meaning is that okay, now I am being saved, I understand, and I know God is with me.
那下面呢，我自己做自己的事情。
But I will do whatever I like.
但是在我的生活里面，在我做事情的时候，在我服事的时候呢，我自己，我有我的想法，我有我的做法。
So in my own daily life, I have my own like decisions. You know, I have my own mind. I do my things.
那我很有能力，我不需要神来参与。
I have my abilities to do things. I don't need God to interfere.
那这种呢，就是说，头脑里面有一个认知，但是在生活里面没有这样一个实际的神的同在。
So he even though in his brain he knows okay God is with me, however in his actual daily livings he doesn't live out the idea that God is with him.
那第三种我们讲的呢，就是这个进入这个王权，就是我们相信神后我真实的同在，我珍惜他，我要培育他，就是我跟他在同行，两个人在一起往前走，有交流。有交流思想，有你替我做事，我替你做事，我要明白你的心意，你要明白我的心意。
So in the third state is that I actually live in the realm of God is with me. You know, like He is with me, walking next to me, and I talk with Him. We cultivate the relationship between us with God, and then I want Him to be interfere with my life.
那这是我们要谈的今天的一个重点。
So this is the one that we need to talk about today.
按理说每一个教会每一个基督徒都应该知道这件事情，而且应该深深的就是放在我们的心里面，也应该去行出来。
So in theory everybody in church should understand this idea, and you know we should practice this.
因为圣经上讲得很清楚，耶稣的名字就是以马内利，神与我们同在。
Because it says clearly says that God's, Jesus' name is Emmanuel, God with us.
但是实际上行出来的时候呢，有不同的一个信心的一个程度，有不同的认知。那所以我们再次的回到圣经上，提醒我们自己来增加我们的信心非常重要。
So, however, when we actually, you know, like practice it, might have different, you know, level of faith, you know. So that's why we have to remind ourselves once again, you know, we have to walk in this.
那有些人呢，他非常清楚，就是说神的同在是至关重要，没有神的同在，我什么都不做。
So to some people, they will know it is crucial for God's presence with him. Without God, he cannot do nothing.
那这圣经里面有一些例子，其中一个就是摩西。
So there are many examples in the Bible. One of them is Moses.
当然亚伯拉罕大卫这些人都非常非常的明白认知，而且这个就是拥抱神的同在。
So of course, people like David or Abraham also knows God's presence and they embrace the idea.
所以在圣经里面写到他们呢，就是说被神特别祝福的一群。
So when God mentions them in the Bible, they are a group of people that are specially chosen and blessed by God.
就像大卫一样，他是一个放羊娃，但是呢，神让他建立了以色列的这样一个国家的时候呢，圣经里面有一句话，他是战无不胜的。大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都让他得胜。
So, David, even though he was just a shepherd boy, and God made him lead the nation of Israel, and the Bible says, no matter where he goes, he will always win the victory.
他为什么没到哪里去都能得胜呢？因为大卫有一个特别的习惯，就是他凡事求问神，凡事要跟随神。
So how come he always win every victory, the battle? Because he has a custom that every time he go out, he will seek the Lord first.
那摩西是另外一个例子。
And Moses is another.
那摩西是一个在大家如果讲到以色列，跟摩西很有关系。
So when you talk about Israel, it has great deal with Moses.
那没有摩西，就没有以色列这个民族，可以说。
Without Moses, there will be no Israel.
所以以色列呢，他在摩西之前是一个奴隶，在埃及做奴隶的一个民族。但是埃及之后呢，进入迦南地，他们是一个有神同在、有律法的民族。所以这个民族的性质完全变化。
Before, when they were in Egypt, they were just slaves. However, when they was led by Moses, they become a nation that God is leading them with them.
那就摩西呢是非常非常的特别，特别在什么地方呢？就是说，他非常非常的重视神和他同在。
So Moses is a very special person because he emphasized on the point that God has to be with him.
那我们读一段经文，这段经文的背景呢是这样：在这个出埃及的时候呢，有一段时间，这个以色列人呢就得罪了神，他们筑了金牛犊拜偶像，就是神非常发怒。
So the background story is that when they were, they offended, the group of people offended God because they built the golden calf, the idol, they were worshipping the idol.
那所以呢，就是说神呢就讲了一段话，我们来看，这一段话为什么说摩西非常的重视神的同在。
So we will read the scriptures.And you will tell you why God, why Moses really emphasized on the point that God has to be with them.
在出埃及记三十三章，我们来读一下出埃及记三十三章。
So it's in Exodus chapter 33.
就是在发生那件事情以后呢，神向以色列发怒。耶和华吩咐摩西说：“我曾起誓应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各说，我要将迦南地赐给你的后裔。现在你和你。”从埃及地所领出来的百姓要从这里往那地去，我要差遣使者在你面前撵出迦南人、亚摩利人、赫人、比利西人、西魏人、西魏人、叶布斯人，领你到那流奶与蜜之地，我自己不同你们上去，因为你们是应着经献的百姓，恐怕我在路上把你们灭绝。百姓听见者心性就悲哀，也没有人佩戴装饰。
So here from verse 1 to 4, after they committed the sin of worshipping to an idol, and from verse 1 it says, Then God said to Moses, Leave this place, you and your people you brought out of Egypt, and go up to the land I promised an oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendant. I will send an angel before you and drive out all the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, andJebusites, go up to the land flowing with milk and honey. I will not go with you because you are stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way. So when people heard about this distressing word, they began to mourn, and no one put on any oil.
这里讲到这个没有人佩戴装饰，就代表一种悲哀，代表要来悔改的一个意思。
So when he says that no one put on any ornament, means that they are sad, they want to repent.
这里神呢，就是发怒的时候呢，他说我不和你们去，我要差派一个天使来陪你们去。
So here it says that I will not go with you, but I will send an angel to go with you.
但摩西怎么回应呢？
So what did Moses respond?
他回应了很多，但是有一句话非常重要，是十五节。
So he said many things back to Jesus, to the Lord, but one thing is very important, that is on verse 15.
我们看看十五节和十六节。
15 and 16.
摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
So then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here.
人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all other people on the face of the earth?
十七节，耶和华对摩西说，你这所求的我也要行，因为你在我的眼前蒙了恩，并且我按你的名认识。
And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name.
那摩西呢，他非常的清楚，他说你不去的话，不要把我们打发哪里去，你差派一个天使去不够。
So Moses know exactly, like if you don't want your presence not going with us, then we will not go.
摩西非常非常的清楚，如果神不同在，他到那个地上去呢，也保不住。
So he knew clearly, even if he went there without God's presence, the land will not be theirs.
今天如果美国和欧洲知道这个秘诀就好。
So it will be greatness to Europe and US if they knew this secret.
因为好多先知看到呢，那个荣耀从美国，神的荣耀很不情愿的要离开。
So many
就是他的同在要离开。
Many prophets have seen the vision that.God's glory is slowly moving away from the States.
America.、
Yeah.
那我们不希望这样。
We do not want that to happen.
但是呢，因为人不珍惜他的同在，不愿意悔改，不愿意去按照神的东西去做事情。
But however, God, people do not treasure His presence, treasure His glory.
但是摩西是一个不一样的。
However, Moses is different.
所以他说你不去，不要差派我们去。
That's why he said, if you don't go with us, don't send us there.
但是他就在以色列人和神的中间做这个，就是一个代祷者。
So between him and God and Israel, he's like an intercessor.
我们今天要感谢摩西，为什么？因为摩西在神的面前蒙了恩，所以以色列人也蒙了恩。
So we have to give thanks to Moses because in God's eye, through Moses.The nation of Israel has been blessed.
那现在下面呢，这个神就回心转意，他说，因为你在我的面前蒙恩呢，我要听你的祷告，我要这样做。
So because of that, God said that you, I'm pleased with you. That's why I will, you know, like do the very thing you have asked.
所以神在我们中间呢，拣选了一批人，就是我们珍惜神的同在，就像摩西一样，一开始是少数人。但是呢，因着我们的代祷呢，神听了我们的祷告，他愿意和我们同在呢，很多的人都可以进入神的同在里。
So we have to treasure the small group of people that within us who know the importance of God's presence. So this minority will pray so that the majority will come, you know, to seek the presence of God.
我们有一个老前辈常常讲，一个人和神对齐就是大多数。
So this old pastor who always said that when one person align himself with God, he will represent a
majority. 从摩西就可以看到，当他一个人和神对齐的时候呢，就是大多数。
So just from through Moses, you will see, when he himself align with God, he represent the majority.
道理很简单，因为神呢，什么事情都能做成。
So the It's quite simple because with God everything is possible.
那今天我们在读经的时候，读到这个《使徒行传》二十六章，就是耶稣向扫罗显现的时候说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是不行的。”
So just like the Bible verse we had read this morning, that when Jesus appeared to Apostle Paul, he said, Paul, why are you persecuting me? It's not good for you to kick your feet with the thorn.
用脚踢是不行，什么意思呢？就是说你不要跟我作对。
So what does it mean? It means that you
cannot... 你用脚踢是不是自找麻烦吗？
Meaning that you, that's no good for you to against me because, you know,I've got right, like you keep
那个刺是马刺，不是一根那个树上玫瑰花的刺，那是马刺，就是刺马的那个金属的那个刺。你用脚踢刺呢，你是不行的。
So the thorn in the original text is not just a thorn from the rose, you know, it's a thorn that you actually poke the horse with.
那反过来讲呢，就是说，神要做成什么事情，没有人能够阻挡。
So in other words, when God is going to do something, that no one can stop him.
所以摩西是一个非常聪明的人，他要神的同在，神要和我同在，谁能抵挡我呢？
So Moses is very smart. He wants God's presence. If God is with us, who can be against us?
弟兄姐妹，神的同在真的非常非常的重要。
So brothers, it's so important to have God's presence.
那我自己呢？这么多年和神同行，后来跟一些老一辈同行，真的。Always, 我常常就说神啊，你要和我同在。
So through the years that I'm with the church and with my elders in the other church, that I felt it's always my prayer that God please be with me.
或者说我要祷告，我要和他同在。
Or
不是他和我同在的问题，是我是不是和他同在的问题。
Or other words, I be with him. You know, it's not about him being with me; it's about me being with him.
那我要就是。这次呢去中国的路上，就是小小的这个见证，让我的信心大增，神的同在。
So on my way back to China, I have a small testimony to tell that it's a small incident. However, it has a great impact.
那第一个呢，就是说我的姐姐呢，她是一个非常虔诚的一个基督徒。
So my older sister, she is a very devoted Christian.
但是她的家人还没信主，她我的姐夫啊，她的儿子媳妇。宋子都还没有完全信。
However, her family members are not believers yet. The husband and the son and the daughter-in-law.
她呢，每天早上起来，第一件事情是跪在那里祷告。
So every morning when she wakes up, she will kneel down and pray.
我的姐夫好多时候不高兴。
My brother-in-law is not happy about that.
但是呢，包括在疫情期间，好多事情呢，我姐姐祷告的事情都发生了，包括了全家。
However, during the pandemic, a lot of things that my sister prayed, it happened, it went past in the family.
而且我姐姐呢，神也带领她，常常用这个异梦带领她。包括我妈妈去世前两年，她去做一个梦，她说神给了我妈妈两年的时间。所以呢，神常常用异梦来带领她。
And God always lead her through dreams. So even before my mom passed away, Two years before my mom passed away, she had a dream. In a dream, it told her that the mom has two more years to live. And under the 2 years passed, and she passed away. So God let her.
包括她的儿子买房子啊这些东西，我姐姐都有神给她梦来带领。
And also her son like getting like buying houses, and you were always led by her dream.
那她的儿子不听。不听，后来事情发生了。
But her son doesn't listen to her, and then you know like consequences happen.
损失了几十万块钱。
So they made the loss and the property like hundreds.
后来他这个开始敬畏，我这外甥现在也很敬畏神。
So now my nephew, her son, start to have this like fear of God in him.
那这讲到这里呢，就是我就讲到一个小小的故事，跟我的外甥也有关系。
So now we are talking about my nephew. I have a small story to tell with my nephew.
与神的同在也有关系。
And also something to do with God's.
那我常常也想给我的外甥呢来传福音。
Sometimes I wanna, you know, like talk to my nephew about the salvation.
他对我非常非常的尊敬。
So he respected me.
所以他非常的爱我。
He loved
但是呢，他非常的聪明，比我聪明很多倍。
But he is very smart and he is like way smarter than me.
他是清华大学的高材生，现在是做这个华为啊，像比亚迪的那个就是安全系统的 这个叫什么顾问，顾问，他是做这个顾问。
So he graduated from Tsinghua, it's a, one of the top university in China, and he also worked for a company like Huawei to make, he's like a
consultant
for them.
For the safety issues.
Yeah.
所以他是很聪明的一个人。
So he's a very smart person.
所以我就试着也给他传一些福音。
So I tried to, you know, tell him about the salvation.
那有一件事情呢很有意思，就是我回来的时候呢我要订飞机的座位。
So on my way back I need to, you know, book my ticket and the, you know, the seat.
我就讲到这个神的同在。
So when I talk about the presence of God,
他呢很爱我，他什么事情都愿意帮我，而且他很利索。
He loves me, he's willing to help me in everything, and he is also very, you know, quick to, you know, work.
有一天呢我们就在这个回来的前一天呢就是要订座位，我说我呢喜欢走廊的座位，我最喜欢走廊的座位、
so、the day,
如果能订到走廊的座位呢就很好，我可以出来活动，我不喜欢坐在那里。
So the day before I booked my ticket I told him I want an aisle seat because I want to walk, I don't want to sit there.
结果呢我们出去玩、开着车出去圆明园去玩呢，到回来的路上呢车很堵、就是他就试图通过手机来给我织机，织机就是座位，找座位，签座位。
不是你在飞机，你还没有去圆明园，是你？
就在圆明园一边玩一边写，他想通过手机来做。
你要回加拿大是吗？ Okay.
对，回加拿大。
哦、oh, ，OK， so it's not going to China, it's like on the way back. Okay, so so the day before I coming back, so we were in you know a visitor tourist place, it's called 圆明园. So it was very busy and it was.There was traffic jam, so he was trying to book the ticket.
但是呢，发现就是说，因为是加拿大航空公司呢，他必须要通过 Google， 他的手机不能用 Google.
So for Air Canada, you have to be accessed through Google. However, he cannot access Google through his phone in China.
他就赶快打电话给他的太太，在家里面用计算机进入 Google， 因为他有一些特权可以用 Google.
So he phoned his wife.Who is in the house, so they have some privilege in the house to use Google.
他的 company 就是因为跟这个国外的有关系的，可以用 Google.
Because the company he worked with, they have given access for them to use Google.
那就是说，我们要去找票的时候呢，一进去以后，人家靠窗的座位和靠走廊的全部订了，我们迟了一点。
So once day he finally logged in, he found out that, you know, the aisle seat and the window seats are all gone.
他就觉得很难过，为我替我难过。
So he was disappointed, you know, he was upset for me, you know.
他就拿那个图给我看，你看这个座位全订满了，中间的你要选哪个？我说无所谓了，中间的无所谓。
And then he showed me, oh, now like the aisle seats are all gone, window seats are gone, only the middle seat. Like, where do you want to sit? And I said.It's all fine.
那我也是安慰他，我说没有，没关系的。我说只有十一、十二个小时 ，once a while it's okay, no problem.
And then I told him it's okay. You know, it's just like 11-12 hours. It only happened once.
我只是需要旁边那个人呢，多去麻烦他几次就可以。我要出去。
I only have to excuse the person next to me, you know, letting them know, oh, I have to go help.
那一讲到这个呢，我就感觉到我要来给他讲些故事呢，增加他的信心。
So when I talk about this, and then I start to realize I need to, you know, tell him more about, you know, my past experience to encourage him.
那我就讲到我常常讲的一个故事。我们有一次到美国服侍的时候呢，我们六个人没有定座位，但是进去一坐的时候呢，六个人就是 A B C A B C 两排。神怎么样安排，我就告诉他，我说神要做事都能做成的。
So I told him the story I have told you many, many times. So we were on a plane to US, and then there were six of us. We didn't book our tickets. However,
we didn't book our seats.
However, when we were aboard the plane, we were like in the same place, like ABC, ABC, like in the same block.
那次是让我们非常震撼的一个事情。
So that time is something quite shocking for us.
那我们知道神同在。
So we knew that God is with us.
我讲这个故事呢，我只是让我的外甥知道，就是说神是很真实，神要做什么都做成。但是我并没有希望要拿一个那个走廊的座位，因为都订走了，我也不希望别人 别人需要，我也不能说要把它怎么样，我没有想要任何的想法要拿一个男人的戒指。
So when I share the story with him, my intention is to, you know, to tell him that how God miraculously provides for us, but I wasn't intended to get an idol seal anyways, because all the seals are gone.
你知道在这个回来的飞机上面什么事情发生吗？
Do you know what happens on my way back on the plane?
那我就坐在我的那个座子上，往后看的时候呢，有一个这个走廊的座位没有人坐，大概飞机起飞一两个小时以后都没有人坐。
So I was sitting in my middle seat, and then I looked back. That was like an hour or two after we departed, and I see an aisle seat that was empty.
那原来呢？那个图上显明的全部定了。
So in the map that he showed me, that all the seats were gone.
那我就问飞行员那个服务员，我说这个座位有人坐吗？
So、
他说没有。
So I asked the attendant, is there anyone sitting in that seat?
他说没有。
And then she said no.
她说我能不能坐？我就说我能不能坐。
And I asked her, can I sit there?
她说当然可以。
And she said, of course.
她说你就是不要坐我们的这些座位就可以了。
But just don't sit in our seats.
你知道那飞空服员他们有他们的那些，你不能坐。
Because the air attendant, they have their own seats, right? Yeah.
所以我就一直坐十一个小时，就坐在那个走廊的座位。
So I went there, sit in the aisle seat for my.
而且是最后一个，就是靠近那个厨房厕所的那个最后一个。
It was the very last seat, which is next to the toilet and then the kitchen.
对别人来说可能不是太好，因为靠近厕所，对我来说是最好，因为我常常要做一些 stretching 啊。
To other people, it may not be the best seat, but to me, it's the best because I, you know, like, even though it's next to the toilet, I like to go there.
因为我后面没有别的座位，人家不会觉得我烦。
And there's no one behind me, so that nobody will, you know.Be upset with me.
其实我当时并没有感觉说这是神的作为啊。
At that moment, I didn't realize that was God's act.
但是回来以后，我一想的时候，哇。
So after I came back, and then I realized, wow.
神和我同在。
God is with me.
而且神呢，就是说会关心我们很细小的地方。
And God cares about the little things in our life.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
其实我们神也关心我们每一个人细小的地方。
And God cares about every little details in our life.
但是呢，我们要关心他的同在。
But we have to focus on His presence.
我们不仅仅在头脑里面有认知他今天和我们同在。
Not just in our mind that we understand He is with me.
在我们的心里面。
But also in our heart.
而且在我们的行动上呢，要来珍惜，常常来培养和他的同在。
And also in our action.You know, we need to cultivate that relationship that He is with us.
我相信大家明白我在讲什么。这个同在是需要来培养。
I believe that everybody understands what I've said, that it is important for God's presence in our life.
就说来培养这种关系。
So we need to, you know, cultivate the relationship.
我们中国人有一句话，就是关系有不同的层次啊，叫你和我的关系很铁，要很铁的关系。
So in the Chinese, we say that we have many levels of, you know, like relationship. Sometimes we say your relationship with my relationship is like iron. That means like
very, very strong.
Very hard, very strong.
Very strong. 但是这种很铁的关系，我有事情呢，他就会来。
So this kind of iron relationship, when I have some problem, some trouble, that this person will come to help.
但是他有事情的时候呢，我要不要去？
But however, when that person is in trouble, do I go?
所以呢，神有什么需要的时候，我们也要在那里。
That means when God has any need, we have to be there as well.
Hallelujah! 好，我们一起来祷告。
Hallelujah! Let's pray.
啊，主啊，我们天上的父亲，我们感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
主啊，今天在这样一个动荡的世界上面，我们非常需要你的同在。
In this troublesome world that we need you, Lord.
就像摩西当时带领以色列人出埃及的时候，他知道非常需要你的同在。
Just like when Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, he knows that your presence is important.
今天我们也但愿，这个今天的以色列人、巴勒斯坦人，他们认得你的同在。
And today we pray that the people in Israel, people in Palestine, will know the importance of your presence, Lord.
主啊，今天我们也为教会祷告，我们但愿我们每一个人能够非常非常的珍惜认知你的同在。
And also pray for our church that every one of us will treasure the importance of you being with us.
主啊，是的，主，我们的信仰是起止于信，终止于信，今天呢来加给我们信心，相信你的同在。
And our faith comes from believing in you and ends with believing in you. Lord, help us with our faith.
Yeah, 今天耶稣道成肉身，钉在十字架上，其中就是要和我们同在，以马内利。
When Jesus came down and became a flesh and kneeled on the cross, He is the Emmanuel. He is the God who is with us.
你不仅仅是把我们释放得自由，更重要的是你要和我们同在，来陪同我们过地上的生活。
Not only to save us, but always be with us so that we can go through life together.
主啊，我们再次的说，我们需要你。
Once again, we say we need you, Lord.
主啊，在今天的世界上，我们要过一个正常的生活，需要你。
In today's world, when we want to live a normal life, we need you, Lord.
我们需要过一个得胜的生活，需要你。
We need to live a overcomer, a successful life that we need you, Lord.
我们需要你的保护，需要你的指引。
We need your protection. We need your guidance, Lord.
主啊，需要你来撑我们的腰。
We need you to strengthen our spine.
主啊，我们再次的相信主啊，有永生的全能的神和我们同在。
We know that
我们惧怕谁呢？
Almighty God is with us. Who will be against us?
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的说，你来增加我们的信心。
Once again, we say, we ask you to help us so that we can have more faith in you, Lord.
主啊，我们就感谢你，赞美你。
So we praise you, we thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们望君之耶和华的热心必要成就这样的事情。
And the zeal of our Lord will come and accomplish all this for us.
主啊，谢谢你已经垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you, you have listened to all our prayers.
你已经答应我们的祈求。
And you have answered our petition.
在以后的日子里面，我们要看到一个一个的见证，在我们的生命里面。
In the coming weeks, we will see a testimony one after another.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.